Jesus had nothing material to leave them. He told us that he didn't even have a place to lay his head. He had no worldly possessions. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, he did. He owned the clothes on his back. But as you remember the story, he wouldn't have those to leave to him either, because the soldiers would gamble to see that even his clothes no longer belonged to him after the resurrection. So what inheritance was he going to leave these people he loved so much? What inheritance was he going to leave to the world? What was going to be his legacy? He said, I'm going to give you my peace. My peace. Not as the world gives. I'm giving to you peace in a different way. You see, in Jesus' day and still among the Jews, it's very common to say, Shalom, peace be with you. As a greeting, like we say hello or goodbye. It's appropriate to say shalom as a greeting when you meet someone or a greeting when you leave. But we know as Christians that has a deeper meaning because it's our inheritance. Shalom means the best of everything, fulfillment, completeness, everything good about life. And Jesus said, that's what I want to leave with you. I want you to have my peace when your hearts are troubled. And our hearts get troubled for all kinds of reasons. A lot of times our hearts are troubled because of possessions. You know, I've discovered owning a house requires a lot more of you than renting. That all of the things you own require things of you. I went up for my last trip to the monastery, and the series of trips I've had over the last 2 years, and you know, some people say, well, you went to a retreat. Did you have fun? Did you relax? Not really. Not when we are going from 6 in the morning until 10:30 at night. But I did have peace of mind. I did rest mentally. I was refreshed spiritually because I was not really surrounded by all of the things in my life that can become so demanding. Do you have things in your life that create a troubled heart at times? You know, one of the biggest ones I'm dealing with now is how pathetic my yard looks. You know, I like the idea of having a nice looking yard. I don't. It looks awful. And there's where a possession creates a little bit of trouble in my heart. Or when those insurance payments come due. I mean, just all kinds of things to remind us how the possessions of our lives have a way sometimes of possessing us, and we develop a troubled heart. Strange how God works sometimes, but this morning in my personal devotions, there was a reading from Gregory the Great, who lived in the latter half of the 4th century, where they encouraged Christians to just give all your possessions away. Listen to a few words that he shares. I want to advise you to leave everything, but I do not want to be presumptuous. If, therefore, you are unable to abandon everything which the world offers, you must so hold the things that are of this world that you might not be held by them. that earthly interest may not, that are here to be possessed, not to be a possessor of you. And that what you have should be under control of your mind. Otherwise, if your mind is bound by the love of earthly things, it may itself rather be possessed. We might be possessed by our own possessions. Therefore, let temporal possessions be what you use. Eternal things, what you desire. Let temporal goods be for use on the way. Eternal goods be desired for when you arrive at your goal, the kingdom of God. We live in a world that causes us to have troubled hearts because it tells us the meaning of life is in the things we possess, and sometimes they possess us. That payment has to be made. If not, you'll pay $15, $20, $30, $45 on a late fee. Something just to trouble the mind. The heart is really the seat of our values. And Jesus didn't want us to have troubled hearts. If there was anything he could do to help us live a good life, he said, I want to give you my peace. So you live in the world, but you don't need the things of the world. You don't allow them to possess you. But you know, sometimes just our physical status becomes something to trouble our hearts. I mean, we worry about our health. We think we ought to be healthier, and yet we want to eat and behave the way we want to instead of the way the doctor says we ought to. And we might have troubled hearts because of that. We get obsessed with appearance, fitting in, wearing the right things, having people think we're dressing properly and are up to date and modern or in vogue. And we may have a troubled heart because we let those images control our lives. Or we just worry about our physical appearance. And so we go and have all kinds of surgeries to change how we look as we get older and modify how we look so we're accepted by the world. Or maybe we even turn each other into possessions, things. You know, people that kind of get under our skin. You know, we don't really treat them like they're a person. We treat them like a thing to be avoided. Or if we could, let's just push them away or throw them away so I don't have to deal with them. Because we let their lives and their behaviors trouble our hearts. Jesus gave us his peace so that we would not have to have troubled hearts about our possessions, our health, our appearance, or even the people that we had to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Because, you see, his peace enabled him to withstand the pain and the persecutions and the hardships and the criticisms and the torture and the death he experienced upon the cross. Because he had the peace of God. That was the heart of the covenant. To be in covenant relationship with God was to have God's peace. And so when he was ready to leave this world, when we look back in the season of Easter that we're still celebrating, and we say, what for? It's so we could inherit completeness. Shalom, comfort, the best that life had to offer as a gift from our Christ. There's a group of people called the Baddocks that live in Sumatra, And they have an interesting celebration at special times in their lives, sometimes during wedding ceremonies or happy occasions. They have this colorful thing that's like we call a comforter that's called Eulis. And it's bright colors woven together. And oftentimes on the back of the Eulis in all its magnificent color are the words, God's peace. And at a wedding or a special day or a birthday, they take the Eulis and wrap it around the person, that they just might be covered with God's peace. Well, you know, on a cold evening, when you don't want to get up and adjust the thermostat and you're feeling a little chilly, a lot of us have those little things we call comforters around that we can pull over and just feel a little warmer. Our Lord and our Savior said, I want to leave you something. When your heart's troubled, when life's difficult, when challenges come your way, I don't want you left comfortless. I want you to wrap around you the love of God that I'm giving you in the Holy Spirit. I want you to wrap my peace and the peace of God around you. I want you to realize that all of these possessions you have don't have to possess you. They don't have to trouble your heart. You don't have to be so worried and wrapped up about appearances and fitting in and trouble your hearts about those things. You don't have to worry about people you don't like or disagreeable people and write them off because you don't know how to deal with them because they're troubling your heart. Just wrap my peace around you. And you can deal with anything. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Let us pray. Lord, often we come to church with troubled hearts. Troubled about how we cope with life, how we cope with people, how we sometimes just deal with ourselves and what's going on in us. But of course, when we get to church, we don't act like we're all that trouble. We put on a front because in our troubled lives, we think we have to pretend everything's okay. Lord Jesus, as you sit next to the Father, I know you're both sad to see us weighed down with troubled hearts. When you died upon a cross to give us the greatest bequest we could ever receive, your peace, that enabled you to deal with everything that life threw at you and be victorious. O Lord God, help us to find the peace that comforts our troubled hearts as you embrace us with your love through the Holy Spirit this day and every day.